This is an NITV radio podcast. For the full program, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio.
My name's Michelle Bobble. I'm a Wiradjuri woman from Mudgee, but I've grown up on Worimi country. And I am over halfway through my PhD, which is in Aboriginal health, looking at empowerment approaches to support our Aboriginal mums quit smoking during pregnancy. I was awarded the Indigenous Heart Foundation scholarship, so they're able to offer me financial support to support me to complete my studies because I have three little kids under six, so it's pretty busy doing a PhD and having little kids, so I'm very lucky to have Heart Foundation support to be able to focus on doing research.
Can you explain to our listeners the research that you're doing in regards to that?
Yeah, absolutely. So current data tells us that one in two Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women smoke during pregnancy, which is a key target for the Closing the Gap campaign. And to date, there hasn't been found an effective strategy to address smoking in pregnancy, to offer the women the most appropriate support. So my research started by just yarning with women and finding out what is happening when our mums are getting pregnant and what they're doing in regards to smoking, because saying one in two women keep smoking is really deficit kind of outlook on it, and I want to look beyond that. And so women told me that even though they are still smoking, no one's actually telling them to stop smoking. Doctors are still telling Aboriginal women to reduce smoking, and that's what they have been doing. And some of our mums, they are smoking, but they might only be smoking two cigarettes a day, and no one's telling them that that's still harming their babies. And also educating mums on what it means if you have a small baby. What does that mean? What are the health implications of smoking during pregnancy? So my research is trying to address that. We've just finished an intervention to support our mums to quit smoking. We trained the doctors and health providers, and we're just at the point of analysing that now.
What have you found so far? What are the barriers?
So there's a few barriers. You know, I think our mob are pretty tough. We don't always think that we need help to do something. A lot of our people quit cold turkey, and so that goes into, even though our mob are quitting cold turkey in general, in terms of smoking, rather than using any kind of medication, when you happen to fall into pregnancy, you might not be ready to make that quit attempt. So what we're finding is women need more support to be able to take that first step and to quit. And women want support. They want a lot more support from their health providers, not just, you know, one conversation through your pregnancy. But if, you know, if the government is saying that this is an important thing to do to close the gap in our life expectancy, that more needs to be done. Women want more support more regularly. Women do want not medication to quit. They don't want to just have patches and oral NRT.
Do you feel it's community support as well?
Absolutely. So in one of my first studies, women said they would love to get support from their aunties and elders because, you know, a doctor doesn't really know our life and our way of being and what's happening, whereas our community really do. There's a lot of work to be done in terms of how that can work, what kind of interventional support we can put in place from our community perspective to support women. And the community is saying it too. Like, the aunties that I've spoken to across the community have said that they'd be happy to help mums and offer that into, like, that more, I guess, counselling-based support for women. And I think our communities need to have more understanding of why it's important to quit smoking during pregnancy and then what things that we can do. Community love, like, the no-smoking stickers and signs because it's very clear. We've helped, you know, educate. We made video content for, like, our health brochures to show women, you know, how to make their home smoke-free and what steps to take, and people responded really well to that. I work with Dr. Marilyn Clark, who's an Aboriginal obstetrician, and she made some videos with us debunking the myths of smoking in pregnancy, like, you know, if you smoke, you'll have a smaller baby and that means you'll have an easier birth, or smoking is too stressful for the baby. So we're trying to offer the right education and messages to community, but in a culturally appropriate way.
And what are the yarning circles?
We made a whole range of resources for the intervention after building on the knowledge from me yarning with women across Hunter New England area in New South Wales. And then we developed resources for the intervention with two Aboriginal medical services. And we took them to three different services, one in South Australia, one in Queensland, one in New South Wales. And we had yarning circles with Aboriginal women there to get their insight on what is important if we're making educational material for women in pregnancy, how the resources were going to be acceptable for their community, because we know our communities are so diverse that just because you make one great brochure or booklet for one community doesn't mean it's going to speak to the next community. So trying to get an understanding of, okay, what is actually needed in educational resources for this, and develop the best resources we can. The other thing that I'm doing is, instead of measuring, I mean, in research you always have to measure the outcome to see if what you're doing is working. And so my research is measured using a measure called a growth and empowerment measure, and it was developed with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. And it measures our state of well-being, which includes emotional and spiritual connectedness as well. So my research that will come out start of next year will be looking at whether women that are offered really nice, really culturally appropriate intervention and support to quit smoking during pregnancy, whether their growth and empowerment changes over that time, and whether with that change we have any association with quit attempts or success in quitting.
So is this the first in Australia?
The growth and empowerment measure has been used in Australia. It was designed in Australia and it has been used. It hasn't been used in smoking cessation and it hasn't been used in pregnancy. So the yarning methodology I didn't develop. That was developed by another Aboriginal academic, Dawn Basarab, and she's done a brilliant job in articulating why that's important to use. And so I've wanted to make sure that, especially doing research, I mean, I'm a community woman, I'm a social worker trained, so coming in and doing research can make me nervous, I guess, going to my community saying, oh no, I'm going to record you and we're going to do research. So I wanted to ensure that the research I did was culturally safe for our people, that gave their voice the most privilege possible. And I've found that community are quite supportive of my research because of the way that I am conducting it and reporting back to them and involving community in the whole sort of process of it.
This was an NITV radio podcast. For more, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio or download the SBS radio app.